Welcome to the Ride Pattern Energy Masterclass. This one's advanced, and it's very drum and bass brained. We're going to make a ride pattern feel like it's driving the entire record, that rolling forward momentum, but we're doing it with resampling only. So no spending an hour drawing MIDI velocities, no 12-layer ride stacks. We're going to build one solid ride engine, print it through different energy passes, chop the audio into playable states, and then arrange those states so the ride actually tells the story of the track across 16, 32, even 64 bars. Think of it like this. You're not programming a ride pattern. You're producing ride performances. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to the drum and bass zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174 to keep it classic. Now create three audio lanes and one source lane. First, ride source. That's where the MIDI pattern lives and where the processing chain lives. Second, ride print. That's your recording deck. This is where we capture resampled takes. Third, ride chops. That's where we drag the best bits and build the arrangement out of audio. Optionally, have your drum bus with kick and snare so you can actually judge the ride correctly. Because rides lie when you solo them. They always do. Before we do anything fancy, quick warp note for later. When we start moving printed audio around, beats mode is usually perfect. Preserve transients. If you want more wash, you can experiment, but for rides, transients are your engine. Now step 1. Build a proper ride source, and do not overthink it. On the ride source track, load a ride sample into simpler and classic mode. Go crisp, 909-ish, modern DNB ride, metallic jungle ride, anything that has a clear stick tick. That tick is the perception of speed. In simpler, set voices to 1 or 2. We're avoiding huge overlaps because that can blur the groove and eat headroom. Turn the filter on. Use a high pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere between 250 and 600 at C. The point is, keep low mids out early. You can always add perceived weight later, but once the ride is muddy, it's game over. Pitch envelope off for now unless you specifically want a little tick movement. We're aiming for controllable prints. Now the MIDI pattern. Choose one direction. A rolling DNB ride, 8th notes continuously. A jungle edge, 16ths with gaps. Or modern minimal, 8th notes with occasional doubles. Here's a strong starting point. One bar of straight 8th notes. It's on 1.1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.1, 1.2.3, 1.3.1, 1.3.3, 1.4.1, 1.4.3. Then add two little pre-snare pushes as 16th doubles, that classic lean forward feeling. For example, toss a hit on 1.2.4 leading into 1.3.1, and another on 1.4.4 leading into the loop point. Now groove. Go to the groove pool and pick something like MPC 16, swing around 55 to 58. Keep the amount subtle at first, like 10 to 25%. The big move here is that we're going to commit groove by printing it. That's the whole resampling mindset. Capture feel as audio so you stop endlessly tweaking. Cool. Now step 2. Build the ride engine device chain using stock Ableton tools. First, EQ 8. High pass at around 250 to 500 Hz. 24 dB. If your ride is harsh, do a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q, and if you want a little shine, a tiny shelf at 9 to 12 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB. Don't go crazy yet, bright rides are addictive and also mix ruining. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Then drum bus. This is your stick definition machine. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch. Tiny amounts, like 0 to 20. And honestly start low. Adjust damp if it gets fizzy. Transients. Plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on how sharp you want the tick. Boom off. We're not booming rides. Then auto filter for motion. HB 12 or BP 12. If you choose high pass, maybe start around 500 Hz. If you choose band pass, start around 6 to 10 kHz for that moving air band. Add a small envelope amount so the ride dynamics create motion. Then a subtle LFO. Rate 1/8 or 1/4, amount like 5 to 15%. Keep it small. We're not making a wobble synth. We're making a breathing ride. Finally, utility. Control width carefully. Somewhere between 80 and 120%. The wider you go, the more exciting it feels and the more it can smear your snare and collapse weirdly in mono. Use width like a special effect. Not a default. Set gain so it sits under the snare, but still clearly pulls the track forward. And now an important coaching move before we print anything. Gain stage on purpose. Do a quick level check. Pre-distortion, aim your ride source to peak around minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS. After saturation and drum bus, pull it back with utility, so your printed takes land at a consistent loudness. Why? Because when your prints are level matched, you make decisions based on energy and vibe. Not this one is louder, so it must be better. All right. Step 3. The resampling setup. On the ride print audio track, set audio from to resampling. Monitor off. Arm it. Now when you hit record, Ableton will print whatever is coming out of the master. So keep your session clean. If you only want the ride printed, mute everything else for the print, or route smarter. But the simplest method is, for these passes, just solo the ride source so you're printing only that record in chunks. 8 or 16 bars is perfect, because you capture natural modulation and groove. Printing one bar loops is how you get robotic rides. Print long, then choose the best moments. Now step 4, print energy states. This is the whole masterclass. We're going to do multiple passes, and the golden rule is, don't change the MIDI pattern. Change the processing, change the motion, maybe change the groove amount. Your pattern stays locked, your energy evolves. Print A is tight grid. This is your foundation. Turn auto filter LFO off. Keep drum bus transients around plus 10. Saturator drive 2 to 3 dB. Controlled. Record 16 bars. Name the clip clearly. Ride it tight. Print B is shuffle or ghost. This is movement, that human push. Increase groove pool amount to maybe 20 to 35%. You can also add the velocity MIDI effect before simpler. Random 10 to 25, drive 5 to 15. Tiny auto filter envelope or a whisper of LFO movement is fine. Record 16 bars. Name it Ride B Shuffle. And quick teacher note. We're using velocity here not to sculpt every note manually, but to create a performance that we can capture and commit. It's still a resampling mindset, because that output is the final thing we keep. Print C is air or top lift. This is how you open the track up without changing the pattern. In EQ 8, add a shelf of plus 2 to 4 dB at 10 to 12 kHz. Then add erosion, very light, noise mode, frequency 6 to 10 kHz. Amount like 0.3 to 1.5. Seriously, tiny. Erosion is like hot sauce. One drop changes everything. Record 8 to 16 bars. Name it Ride C Air. Print D is urgent or distorted. This is the drop intensity ride. Saturator drive 6 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Drum bus drive 10 to 20. Optionally add overdrive. Set the frequency focus around 3 to 6 kHz. Drive 10 to 30. Tone to taste. Record 8 bars. Name it Ride D Urgent. This print should sound like it wants to sprint, but it still needs to be mixable. If it's just fizz, you went too far. Print E is filtered tension. Pre-draw paranoia. Auto filter to BP12. Frequency somewhere 3 to 8 kHz. Resonance 10 to 25%. Automate the filter frequency rising over 8 bars. Record that buildup. Name it Ride E Tension. At this point you've got a palette. Tight, shuffle, air, urgent, filtered. This is what pros are really doing. They're not rewriting patterns every 8 bars. They're rotating energy states. Now step 5. Chop the prints into performance-ready pieces. Drag the best printed clips over to the Ride Chops track. For each print, consolidate it so it's clean and predictable. Then warp in beats mode. Preserve transients. Now slice it into 1 bar or 2 bar chunks. You can split with Command or Control E. And here's the secret. Your ride arrangement becomes blocks. Like, 2 bars of A, 2 bars of B, 1 bar of C as a lift, then back to A. You're thinking like an arranger, not a programmer. Micro edits matter a lot here, because clip editing becomes your new velocity. Add tiny fades, 2 to 10 milliseconds, to remove clicks and also to shape the stick. Shorter fade-in feels sharper, longer fade-in feels ghosted. You can make the same printed ride feel newly played without touching the MIDI. Also try negative space variants. Remove one recurring hit each bar, often the one right before the snare. That subtraction can hit harder than adding distortion, because it makes room for the snare and creates tension. And one more. Phrase ending gear shifts. Take a single ride hit near the end of bar 8 or 16. Duplicate it into 3 16th bursts or even a little 30-second flutter, then choke the last hit with a shorter fade. Only do this at phrase boundaries so it reads as a cue. Now step 6, rhythm shaping with sidechain, still in a resampling-centric way. On the Ride Chops track, add a compressor with sidechain from your kick. Start with just kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If you want more glue and attitude, use glue compressor instead. attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, soft clip on, and again. Keep gain reduction moderate, and here's a power move. Once the sidechain groove feels perfect, print it again. Resample your sidechained ride arrangement to a new audio track. This locks the bounce as audio, so your arrangement stays consistent and your CPU stays calm. Now step 7. Arrangement. This is where ride energy becomes record energy. Here's a practical 64-bar plan. Bars 1 to 16, intro or atmos. Use print a tight, but quietly. High-pass it more aggressively, like 800hz to 1.2khz. The ride should be implied, not fully present. You're setting the expectation of motion, without giving away the full brightness. Bars 17 to 32, roll in. Brain and print B shuffle for movement. Then in the last 4 bars, sprinkle a little print C air. Not full-time. Think of air like a spotlight, not the room lighting. Bars 33 to 40, pre-drop tension. Switch to printy filtered tension. Automate the filter up and the volume slightly up. End of bar 40. At a tiny stutter cue. This is that switch incoming signal that makes drops feel intentional. Bars 41 to 56. The drop. Main ride is print D urgent, but at a controlled level. Underlayer print A quietly for consistent pulse. Sidechain so your kick and snare still punch clean. Bars 57 to 64. Variation. Pull back to print B or so there's contrast. And add one bar air bursts from print C every 4 bars to mark phrases. The concept to tattoo on your brain. Rides should tell the listener where they are in a phrase. Now, common mistakes and quick fixes. If your ride is masking the snare crack, it's usually too much in the 2 to 6 kHz zone, or too much transient boost. Fix it with a small EQ dip, or reduce drum bus transients. And remember, don't trust solo. Do fast/B checks, kick and snare only, then kick snare plus ride, then full drums and bass. If the snare loses edge, the ride is guilty. If your ride is too wide and messy in mono, pull utility width back toward 80 to 100%. And if you want to get surgical, keep the ride more mono in the important frequency area. A simple approach is, don't go wide unless it's a deliberate moment. If your ride is full energy for 64 bars straight, the track stops feeling like it's going anywhere. Rotate your printed states every 8 or 16 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.